Welcome, Curator. So, hopefully you've come back after the first episode of the series on the human mind. This is the second part of a six-part series on the conscious mind and, on the human mind. And the episode today is about the conscious mind and how to use it effectively to improve your mental health. Let's just dive right into it, because time is precious, is it not? So think about the internal monologue or dialogue that's sometimes going off in your head. Some of us hear it more than others, and it's really a part of our mind that we are really aware of. This forms part of our conscious mind, and it's often the part that we attribute a lot of success or failure to. This isn't completely inaccurate, but it's not the full picture either. I'm going to go into further detail. about the conscious mind and how you might be using it wrong and give you some tips on using it better. So listen on. And I'm just going to take a moment just to acknowledge, I feel like sometimes in this recording that I'm just talking all by myself. So it's kind of weird to talk into a void. It's interesting to think that after talking into a void, that on the other end, the sound might come out into someone else's earphones. So if you're listening to this, I really want to thank you. So the conscious part of your mind is this mental process that you can observe and control directly. You can control your thoughts. You can control where you focus your attention and kind of focus where you want to use your brain power. But it's not the part that's really processing and doing all the brain power processing that you need. In the first episode, I talked about thinking about phone numbers, thinking about remembering a new phone number. That's challenging enough. But even if you think about your phone number, just let's use phone numbers. How many phone numbers can you keep in your conscious awareness at once? As you're thinking about the numbers and talking about, it might be even challenging to think about two or three phone numbers simultaneously. So your conscious mind, it can only hold on to a couple things. And sometimes when we get stuck with problems, we try and think our way out of it, which is to say, we think about the problem and look at it and examine it and think about all the different things that are going through it. But that direction, sometimes as we're thinking, it leads us down all these weird, sometimes wonderful, sometimes not so wonderful paths. And we really get stuck or make our problems grow. In that way, that's how sometimes cycles of worry and anxiety become the focus of the problem, and you get really stuck into it. So what do you do in that situation when you're thinking about something and you're going down and your conscious mind is just continuing to focus on all these different things? Sometimes as you're going, and really what happens is your conscious mind says, hey, focus on this thing. And your unconscious mind will be listening and say, okay, here, think about all these other things. So if you're thinking about how terrible something is, a bad situation that you've been in, why you're not capable of doing something, it's easy to find those reasons. Your conscious mind will say, oh, here, this is one reason, this is another, here's a third. If you start thinking in the positive, and I think that's something that many people have difficulty doing. We often talk about things in a negative way, which is saying things that we don't want, what we don't want to do, what we don't want to have. It helps us move away from things. And at the same time, it doesn't give us any direction. So we're just kind of floating around, moving from one bad thing to another, just depending on where we're getting, where we end up. So sometimes it's important to look at these negative self-talk and negative limiting beliefs that we might hold and potentially begin to accept them. And when I say accept, it doesn't necessarily mean, yes, that's me, but accept that that thought has happened. So one of the most powerful things that you can do, and here is the Oh, we're going to get into that. I'm going to give you a tip on what to do if you catch yourself with a limiting belief. So I want you to begin to consider how you can expand your awareness in terms of how you're talking to yourself. That negative voice can be really bad, and we can almost put ourselves down. And not only is it something that you might say to yourself, when I became more aware of this in conversations with other people, I often hear other people putting themselves down over and over again. And it's, sometimes it can happen multiple times through the course of a normal conversation. In that way, that internal voice is now being given an actual voice that other people can hear, and we're voicing this negative belief outside to other people. We're looking and having things that confirm it, and it just creates this cycle that can be quite dangerous. So I'll offer you this small change that I found immensely impactful. So whenever you find yourself, and this will be for a limiting belief where you think that you can't do something. A great example is, let's roll back. When you catch yourself saying that you can't do something, add the word yet to the end of that sentence. So if you say, oh, I just can't draw, add yet to the back end of that sentence. So rather than the statement being, I can't draw, it's, I can't draw yet. Now, what does that do? It opens up the possibility of sometime in the future being able to draw. And that actually is something that I've had trouble with over the last, for a long time, up until very recently. I always wanted to learn to draw. I always wanted to be able to draw beautiful pictures. And you know what? I still can't do that at this time. I'm looking at the things that I produce, and it's actually, I'm like, oh, it's not that great. And I think there's a number of different reasons for that. But really, it's, I haven't spent the time. I wanted to draw, and I wanted to be able to pick up a piece of paper and draw and just have it turn out beautifully. And that's kind of unreasonable. So I've begun to say, I can't draw yet, which means I haven't put in enough time. I need to do more, draw more. And by that, accepting the fact that the things that I produce on paper might not be the best, most artistic thing that anybody's ever seen. It's pretty unrealistic. But your brain sometimes doesn't work that way. And you're like, oh, I'm just a terrible artist. I can't do this, or I can't do that. I can't do anything, any of those things yet. But what's going to happen is, because it's not yet, I know that, oh, maybe I'll just have to practice more. I can read books. I can spend more time. If it's important to me, then I can dedicate more time to it. And I have to say, I'm getting a little bit better. So we'll see how the next couple months, years, decades maybe, we'll see how that goes. Another example of this is with my kids. There was a time when they were younger and they said, I don't like vegetables. And rather than doing the usual thing, which is you have to eat your vegetables, they're good for you, they're nutritious, and telling all the benefits of it, the simple thing I did was to change how they spoke about it, which is to say, you don't like vegetables yet. And they, when I said that, they kind of looked at me funny and like, what do you mean? And all it is I explained to them, yeah, you don't like vegetables yet. Right now you don't like them. But as you keep eating them more, you'll have vegetables that you like. You'll find different ways of seasonings and flavorings and ways of preparation. And really, you're going to learn to you're going to learn to love vegetables, because I know I did. I was in that same position where I would avoid vegetables, you know, like the meats and the carbs are always more tasty. But really, as I began to eat more vegetables and enjoy them, can you believe it? Sometimes you end up craving vegetables. So there is always hope. So right now, consider that. Begin to notice when you're telling yourself things that you can't do, or that you don't like, for example, and begin directing your conscious mind by just adding the word yet to the end of it and see what that opens up. That's one small step to beginning to open your conscious mind and using it to direct your intentions much better. In the next part of this series, I'm going to be talking about the unconscious mind, just to give you a broader understanding of the real processing power that it has and to consider how you might begin to use it. After that, this is a little preview of where we're going in the future, we'll get into more detail on how to better use that conscious mind to direct your unconscious power so that you can have your full mind working for you and not against you. Thank you for sticking it out all the way through to the end of this episode. This is John from Curate and Upgrade. Find me at curateandupgrade.ca or on Facebook and Instagram at the handle is Curate and Upgrade. I'd love to hear from you if this was helpful. You can find the blog series there as well as a number of other blogs that I've written, different articles just to expand your awareness. So thank you for spending some time with me, and I will see you next time. Hit that like and subscribe button, do all the things, and we'll see you later.